Trump to open Guantanamo Bay camp for 30,000 migrants. By Neil Monroe on January 29, 2025. President Donald Trump has told his deputies to reopen a facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to house 30,000 migrants pending their full deportation. Trump made the announcement as he signed the Lack and Riley Act in the White House. "Today I'm also signing an executive order to instruct the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security to begin preparing the 30,000-person migrant facility at Guantanamo Bay. Most people don't even know about it. We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the home countries to hold them because we don't want them coming back. So we're going to send them out to Guantanamo. This will double our capacity immediately, right? It's a tough place to get out of. Today's signings bring us one step closer to eradicating the scourge of migrant crime in our communities, once and for all. And it was just an unforced error that we even have to be doing this. Now we need Congress to provide full funding for the complete and total restoration of our sovereign borders, as well as financial support to remove record numbers of illegal aliens. The likely purpose is to provide a zone where migrants can be housed until they can be flown back to their home countries." Trump spoke in a flat, undramatic tone, likely to muffle the Democrat claim that he hates migrants. Trump's deputies are already deporting slightly more than 1,000 alien migrants each day, or triple the 300 a day deported by President Joe Biden's deputies. But the illegal migrant population is at least 13 million, including roughly 2 million migrants who have committed crimes or have been ordered home by judges.